Mountain Dew Kickstart combines the bold taste of Mountain Dew with juice and just the right amount of kick to start your day. Available in 9 flavors, Mountain Dew Kickstart. It all starts with a kick. Kickstart your day.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Time now for Brady to entertain us all and get us out of here on this glorious Tuesday. 100 outside today, so.
Extreme heat!
Yeah, it's a little warm out there. God, it's the week of the Heatstroke Open, too. Saturday, it's going to be back down to like 103. We're going to have a normal day. I was kind of hoping we get one of these. We've never had a Heatstroke Open golf tournament up in the 110 plus. It's always nice out.
You're maybe, so disappointed.
I am. That's why we called it the heat stroke. I wanted people falling.
That's still hot. 103 is hot.
I want death, man.
Yeah, I want those EMTs we hire to get to work.
That one year we almost lost HUD. Remember him? He was red like an
apple. That's not the heat. HUD's a 500-pound balloon of a human being. It could be 45 and he's sweating. He's just he's hypertension walking, psychopath talking. King of the buffet, he don't miss nothing.
We should we should give free foursomes to like 500 pounders or more.
Yeah, the heart attack foursomes, heart attack discount. The BP boys, we'll give it to them.
I'll get through all 18.
Good luck, BP boys. 110 degrees or more, you get people just falling.
You didn't
down.
Take your medication, right?
Yeah.
All right, you're ready to tee off.
That naked Sasquatch lady that runs around all over the place just turns into like just a giant red strawberry person in like 4 minutes. She drops her clothes early. She's drunk when she gets there most of the time. Good stuff. Tom, I'm looking at you. Bring it. Could be a Sasquatch sister out there this year, too. I didn't mean that in an urban
rumor
way.
Rumor has.
I didn't mean that in like a black way. A Sasquatch sister is not. That sounds like.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like a pointer
sister. I might have
sister.
To look that up.
Yeah, there could be a second Sasquatch is what I'm saying. Related to the initial sister. Not Sasquatch sister.
Twin.
Yeah. Oh, God.
How old is that?
That's old. And it celebrates incest in Coors Light. Strangest ad campaign ever. Twins. Oh, the sisters are going to have sex after you get them to drink? Okay. I'm in. Yuck. Brady, it's time for you to entertain us, and it's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black Self-Defense. I'll be heading out there later today to learn more, get challenged more, and just be smarter and better than I was yesterday. That's the idea behind it all. And I get emails from people all the time saying, I've wanted to do this for a long time. I'm not in good shape. I don't have this. You don't have to be in any kind of shape to start. Crawl, walk, run. That's the idea up there. No matter where you are physically, they'll get you to the place you need to go, and they'll start you at an appropriate level. You got injuries, you got something else, they'll work around it. You got injuries every day walking around on the streets. That doesn't stop some lunatic from saying, I'm going to get you. You have a good shoulders? Doesn't matter. You have to be able to defend yourself no matter how your arms and legs operate, and they can work with you, man. It's unbelievable. It's tried and true. It's battle-tested. The system works. It's been around for a long time for a reason. Over 20-plus years in the Valley. You've seen all the others come and go. Meanwhile, this thing chugs along like a runaway train because it is the best, period. And you're on the treadmill doing something stupid right now. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself into something good. Get in shape doing it and learn how to defend yourself in this crazy mixed-up world we all live in. You got one out there in Glendale with Tony. The House of Brews up in Phoenix with Jay and Josh. And, of course, you can go out to Michael and Chandler. Got you surrounded. It's ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
The Rock married his girlfriend, Lauren Hashian, on Sunday in Hawaii.
Yeah.
They've been dating since 2007. They have two daughters, ages 3 and 16 months.
One.
Her last name, Hashian. Her dad is Sib Hashian. He was the drummer on the first two Boston albums.
Oh, really? They only had two. And then they had that third one in the 80s.
Yeah.
They recorded it in the 70s, but he wasn't the drummer on that one?
Guess not.
Huh. How about that? Boston's drummer is the father-in-law of The Rock.
Yep. Well, he died in 2017.
So he's not then. That doesn't count?
Yeah.
Not the father-in-law. Never met The Rock.
No, he doesn't qualify.
Probably never really Got along with
it. Has nothing to do.
Nothing at all to do with anything. That's why you told the story. Unrelated to The Rock in any way, shape, or form.
Her dead dad.
Right. He would be the father-in-law.
Here's some celebrities who were once homeless. That would surprise you. Right. James Cameron.
Okay.
He was barely making ends meet when he first moved out to Hollywood. He lived in his car for a time.
Man, that changed.
Dr. Phil was 12. He was homeless and living in a car in Kansas City with his father, who was interning as a psychologist.
Wow. Dr. Phil. You got to get me out of the back of this car, Dad. Get a job. You're a loser.
His dad got tired of hearing
Why can't you get a woman? Because you're a dick. He was yelling at somebody yesterday who thought this lady thought her husband was cheating on her. He wasn't. And she had like all the surveillance footage of him just like talking to a lady at the grocery store. Like she had people following him. He's like, he'd chat with a woman at the, hi, how are you? Kind of that.
See, he's got to flirt with just about everybody. They slept together.
I don't know what you see that I don't.
He hugs her.
Well, he works with her. What are you seeing here? I've seen, and then some lady he works with, she sent him like 500 texts. And she's like,
I maybe sent 20.
Well, we have her phone. You sent 691 texts to this woman, accusing her of sleeping with your husband. And the dude stayed at the end. He's like, I just love you so much. I'm like, ugh.
Steve Harvey lived in his car for 3 years in the 80s.
That's probably a nice car.
Wash up hotel bathrooms, gas stations, swimming pools, showers, wherever he could get work.
Man.
You think this is all true or
no?
Some of them are just full of crap?
For 3 years, Steve Harvey lived in a car?
No.
Nope.
Drew Carey was once homeless in Las Vegas.
I think it's probably, the story is actually, for 3 years, Steve Harvey lived without a car. And people have just changed it.
Yeah. Maybe he had a crappy apartment. But,
Yeah. He lived in a mobile home. Or an RV, that's a car.
Someone made a list of comedies that could never get made.
All of them.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles, number one.
That's been around for 40 years, but I mean...
Silver Streak.
The Hangover.
Yeah.
The Hangover has a whole bunch of like little racist gay jokes and all sorts of... They'd get killed today, Trent. That thing's less than... Oh, it was 11 years old now.
I loved Silver Streak when he did the blackface.
Oh, yeah. Gene Wilder walking around in blackface.
Oh, my God.
And it was black shoe polish. It wasn't even like an attempt to look brown.
Richard Pryor right there with him, man.
There weren't any movies.
The toy.
Yeah. Why not?
Involves a rich white man buying a black guy to be his son's
really?
Toy.
Really? It's frowned upon now? Okay.
Yeah, it's been frowned upon. As a kid thought that was weird.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. I thought it was weirder than a man tried to get some stranger off the street to watch his kid. Yeah. I didn't care what color he was.
Porky's.
Oh, Porky's is right out. That thing's filthy.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yep, there's a lot of rape in that. Yeah. There's an actual rape scene that's pretty hot.
Yeah, he disguises himself.
He disguises himself and makes love to that cheerleader and then leaves.
But the sex was so good.
He rapes her. And we all sat back and he's raping her. It's great.
Wait a minute, there's rape in that?
There's rape.
Well, pretty much.
Remember?
No,
the other one. Not Gilbert, but his buddy.
Lewis.
Lewis puts on the mask and pretends to be... Because she's at the kissing booth, and he replaces and he kisses her, and then he goes into that tent and follows that hot girl in.
Yeah, pretends to be
Ted McGinley's girlfriend. Yeah. And I don't know how he pretended to be Ted McGinley with that body, but then he whipped it out and he dorks her. And we in the audience knew. Yeah, we in the audience knew, but she didn't.
She got duped.
And at the end, he whips it out and reveals it wasn't. You just got raped, and she's like, "I love him."
Ah, funny jokes.
The audience like, she found out after the rape that she really cares for him.
Man.
It's how that movie's that the whole the linchpin of them becoming.
See, the lesson there accepted. Is it's not rape.
Yeah.
That's love.
Well, yeah, sometimes you have to rape to let a woman know that she loves you, right? That's what the message is.
Yeah.
The movie hinges on the idea that that's when they become acceptable. After he rapes her and she says, "No, I'm with him now."
Because Stan was a jerk.
Then everybody in the school is like, after that raping. She discovered she loves him, and now we have to accept the Omegas.
Wow. Yeah, that's a bit much, I guess.
That's how that movie works.
Unity.
That's right.
It's Brady's favorite film.
Remember the cut scene at the end when the credits are rolling? You're like, I just don't know how to get her. You should rape her. But that was too obvious. The movie's horrible. You watch it now, you feel bad. Oh, my God. Is this? We all laughed. They made four of them. They were so good. They're like, we got to make another one of those. That's great stuff. Ugh. Who should he rape next?
There were four of them. Was Booger in all of them?
I think Booger and
Yeah, Lewis and Gilbert checked out.
Actually, Anthony Edwards is in like three.
Who is a survivor of being abused.
Survivor of abuse. That's right.
Didn't even know that until that
Michael Jackson documentary. Maybe Lewis raped him too. Maybe he never said who did it.
Yeah, he
was in
the
kissing booth.
Movies. Go watch it today, Revenge of the Nerds.
How does Anthony Edwards not say something there? I don't know if this is good for the movie.
Well, because back in the 80s, that love was different. Yeah, love was different. And that Carradine guy came up with that. Whoever wrote that script. This is brilliant right here. Great stuff. So you're telling me behind the mask is another guy? She has no idea who's having sex with her? Yeah.
But it's
that's
so
funny.
Good.
That's funny stuff. Good work, boys. I like it. Anyway, Revenge of the Nerds. A classic, they say. You can't make any movies at all. It's like 5 years ago you couldn't make any movies.
16 Candles.
Oh, forget it. There's a rape in that.
Rape,
remember she wakes up and she goes,
you have a Chinaman?
Yeah, the racism. Don't even count that anymore because it's all in there. But at the end when the hot girl wakes up in the car and she goes, did we? And he goes, did I like it? Like she didn't even say, I'm going to call the police.
Somebody messaged in saying, I think Lewis just went down on her.
Either way, which
I don't remember.
Patrice O'Neill used to claim that wasn't rape. When Mike Tyson, in the court case, that lady said, and then he performed oral sex. I'm like, it's not rape anymore.
That's true.
Maybe, you have to brace yourself for that. Quiet down. No one can hear your cries. No, 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 no. Anyway, it's a better time.
Gotta go.
Is it? I don't know. We gotta go. Larry's coming up next. You guys, you know what? Email Larry today and tell him that's a hell of a head of hair, man. Just give him a little shot. McFeely at 90 at KUPD.com. Let's boost that confidence. We're all done. You guys have yourselves a great Tuesday. Stay cool. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.